Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother and your friend. And sometimes I like to refer to as a brother or a friend. The reason being is that it gives me great privilege, and I am highly honored to be one's brother. I have great love for people, and especially people that wants to learn. A lot of us do not want to learn, and so it makes it very difficult to teach one that has no clue of that which they would love to understand what goes on in the world today. Most of us are very complacent in life, and so therefore we doesn't have any kind of understanding whatsoever to be able to love one another or want to help one another or want to see if in fact that we can give each other understanding of what life is all about. So therefore, I take this opportunity that is given to me. Keep in mind, this opportunity is given to me. I didn't ask for it, but my beloved brother, Alfred Muhammad, Imam Alfred Muhammad, I call him Brother Alfred because he thinks like I think. Call me by my first name if you believe that I am your brother. Those who you love, I'm quite sure you call them by your first name, by their first name. And so I would be very elated that one calls me by my first name, Murad. When I'm speaking to you all, I try to speak from the Holy Quran. I try to give you that which Imam Wallace Deen Muhammad has given to me. And so therefore, I want to show much love to a man who gave me this opportunity, Imam Alfred, who's going through trial and error, and it's called cancer. Some of us are struck with cancer. Allah is the best knower. He doesn't place a burden on a soul that which it cannot withstand. This is his trial. I can't say I've been there. Hopefully I never have to be there. But what he can handle, many may not. Those who have cancer is dealing with it. So we ask everyone to send in their finance, wherever it may be. I was watching TV, and a gentleman decided to save pennies for 5 decades. He got $861,000 of pennies. And he found them on the ground, and he found them places that people didn't want their penny. See what pennies can do? Surely it takes years and decades, but it adds up. So whatever you send in to help him, it would be a great appreciation on his behalf, and I have to speak for him. And sometimes it sounds better when one blows one trumpet. Most of the time we have to blow our own trumpet because no one really cares about your accomplishments and things that you have done. Been there. Understand it. I heard Imam Wallace Deen Muhammad, and I'm a student of Imam Wallace Deen Muhammad, and he says, I hate bragging on myself, but who else is going to do it? And he is 100% correct. So we say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Wasasa, Wasalam, Wasawasu, Ali Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the truth. We say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the world. We thank Allah, the cherisher, the giver, the Lord of all the worlds, for our noble prophet and prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. May the peace and blessing be upon the prophet and his descendants and his companions. Amen. What is my topic today? I've said to you many times, I really don't have a clue until I say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But I've gotten so many texts from people I didn't even know had my number. I remember clearly running a promotion, and in that promotion, I gave up my number. And I remember Judge Pickett saying on the radio, why did you give out your personal number? I don't know why, but the results was very soothing to my heart. People called me over and over about the affair that we was doing with our Christian brothers and sisters. The Muslims came together for economics. So maybe that's where you received my personal number from. But last Tuesday when I got off the phone, I thought I hit the jackpot. Text was just binging, binging, bing, 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 bing. I didn't know what was going on. But as I read those texts, it brought joy to my heart. And 90% of those texts was from my Christian brothers and sisters, from all different religion, group of Christianity. And y'all made me feel good. I stayed on the radio a long time, and you sent me texts saying we could have listened for another 2-3 hours. You said you made a mistake to push one to talk. And you said, I don't want to talk. I hit the wrong button. I want to hear Murad Muhammad. And some of the texts I'll share with you. It said, thank you for clearing up when they crucified Jesus. It sounds like that was not true, but you put it in perspective. And some said texts to me saying, are you a professor or scholar in scripture? Because we can't tell whether you were Christianity or Judaism or Islam. That also made me feel good because Muhammad the prophet was for all humanity. Every human being on the face of the planet Earth, the last prophet was given to us. And this is the myth out there that some of us that say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, that there's only but one God and the seal of the prophet is Prophet Muhammad. But we think that's just for us. We have no clue that's for every human being. Whether you're Christian, Jew, Jehovah Witness, whatever your religion is, Muhammad the prophet is for you. But I understand that many people have no clue. And those who are in Islam bring to Islam the same habit they had before they came. It's amazing to me that you would sit in a church and listen to a man read scripture to you, and you fall in love with that individual, and that individual is going to save you. No, he's got to save himself. and you believe that that individual has more knowledge than you, and therefore he's ahead of the game, meaning you couldn't catch up with his knowledge. But keep in mind those are words. And when he speaks the word of God, he cannot own it. He cannot control it. And he could not speak those words unless God wills that he's able to speak those words. Because he can have a heart attack right there. And he don't have to no longer exist. But likewise with the imams. You sit there on the rug and you listen to an imam give you his understanding. His understanding, his interpretation of the Holy Quran. But most of us have left this country and went to other countries, and because they don't look like us, and because they have a language that's pleasing to our soul, we become loyal to that individual. And that individual gives you his interpretation of the Holy Quran. And we don't learn it for ourselves. So, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, I ask Allah to govern my tongue. And I'm going to name my topic. It just came to me. Do you know you can talk to God directly? I'm talking to who all listening to me. Yes, including my Muslim brothers and sisters that came into the knowledge and know that they are Muslim. We have the same problem whether we're in Christianity, in Judaism, or in Islam. Now, there's many other religions out there, but I'm choosing the three main religions that dominates when you're talking about 8 billion or more people in the world. So let's look at it, brothers and sisters, and hopefully I can introduce you to your Lord. Because we're confused. We're confused that we're taking the Creator that created the heavens and the earth and everything between it and reducing them to man. We reduce the Creator to man in so many different ways, as I've been teaching on the radio about your Lord being Jesus Christ. But prior to Jesus, there always been the Lord. You go to London, everything is Lord this, Lord of London, Lord of this, and Lord of that. The word is used very loosely. And there's no harm in using the word if you put it in perspective. But the Lord of the world is not man. And so man created us. Every one of us was created by God. Now, surely the birds and the bees and the insects and the animals and the water and the land and the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, skies, and the heavens and the earth was created by God, your Lord. You cannot put man in that position because he came and created himself. Why, he can't even die unless it's the will of God. He surely can't come into this world without what? The will of God. When you understand that, then you would understand that God doesn't talk to you other than his signs or directly by what? His word. Every prophet that came to us brought the word of God. And when you understand that God says to man, words to who? To man. He said, if I thought my earth was plentiful with angels, I would have sent you an angel. But he sends men to men. And men are risen up above this world and given a gift from Adam to Muhammad the prophet. And we're going to talk about that, because I understand the Christians was never introduced Muhammad the prophet. If you was introduced to him, you would see him the way you should look at him. Because Muhammad the prophet is no different than you. Matter of fact, he is you in his righteous nature. But we'll get to that. But how is it that you believe you have to go to church to talk to God? And you ain't talk to God when the preacher tell you to turn to the chapter of the Bible and he reads the word of God. That's the only time you talk to him. Or when you get in trouble, you say, oh, God. Or you have a tendency of saying, oh, Lord. But most of you say, oh, Jesus. How is it that someone have made us that's intelligent, that came into the world intelligent, have to call on Jesus who is not here? But they want you to believe that Jesus hears you. But I went through all of that last week. But I'm just hitting the highlights of Jesus says, I will not be there in flesh. Why? Because when the flesh go into the earth, in the ground, like all of us have to do, that's over with. It's not coming back, brothers and sisters. But he will be here with us. I just brought his name up. So he's with us right now. But how? He said, I'll be there in the Word. The Word. The Word doesn't have no flesh and bones. It's the Word. But is his Word greater than God's Word? How could that be? His Word is greater than God's Word. Don't you know every word that the human being speaks about comes from the will of God? He thinks he created it. No, he discovered it. God created these languages for us to use, to communicate with one another, to interact so we can learn the Word of God. The Word of God is his will. Look in the mirror. Didn't he give you that face? How could he not send you his words? You can't touch him. You can't feel him. You can't see him. But he sent you his words through who? Man. You ain't a marshal, a Martian. You're not an animal. They can't talk. The angel have to come in the word. And then look like you. Because he can be whoever he would like to be. But our babies that come out the womb of the females is the angels in that womb. Doing what? The will of God. He talks directly to them. They are obedient to God. So he sends the angels to help you. But when you call on God directly, and you are in a situation that bullet may hit you. Oh, God, please help me. That means he got to move quickly. You don't have to send nobody. He says, being it is, and the bullet didn't hit you. Or you got out of that trouble. Now, you understand that, but you can't understand, can't conceive in your mind that man cannot take you to the hereafter. He can give you the words of God, which I'm doing right now. These are not my words. I learned. I got to give it back. So I want to say to all of you, you have to start talking to God yourself. Take time out of your everyday life and speak to your Lord. Ask him to help you. And mean it from the bottom of your heart, because he knows your heart. You can't trick him. And if you really have that in your heart, keep in your mind it's already written. that you was going to do that and you was going to be successful. But it doesn't happen overnight unless God wills it. But you don't have to believe in your mind is going to help you instantly. No, you got to get up and work for it. If you go work for it, you're going to get it. That's the patience. You must have patience. So let's see if we can just touch on a few things, because I don't want to be on the radio too long tonight. The President of the United States is going to speak. I have so much respect for him and his family, and I know he's the will of God. Why? 400 years of slavery in this country. And surely they didn't teach us how to be the President of the United States. And people that don't even look like us are presidents. And they all are Caucasians from this country. And it's amazing to me that they was able to do this for centuries that they control America. But today we have one that don't look like them. And I like to get to that. Because he did not know he was going to be President of the United States of America. But this one here was hidden. He was hidden in a country that most of us think is a foreign country, had no clue that Hawaii is a part of this country. But he didn't come through the ghetto like you and I did. However, every year they look to see if there's a black man coming through that tunnel that might be the next Moses. Because they wanted to kill all man children back then. And Moses was sent in a basket up the stream into Egypt. I tried to figure that one out. How could a mother put a baby in a basket and send it up the river? But then when you dig a little deeper, you realize that Moses went into Egypt with a basket of knowledge. Why? That's why the river was spoken. Water means knowledge. That's another story. But they wanted to kill not Moses per se. They wanted to kill the word in which Moses was carrying. Killing the man is one thing. The word lives on, like Dr. King. May God be pleased with him and separate his sins for his goodness and grant him paradise. But Dr. King's words live on. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who cleaned me up and millions of you all out there, his word lives on. Malcolm, his words live on. Should I go on? His words, we're back to the word. The word that God gives man don't die, but they was trying to kill Moses. Now, Pharaoh could have took Moses' life if you read scripture, but he didn't. They were trying to kill the word of Moses. So they were looking for a baby. Couldn't find him because they were looking in the wrong womb. This baby was not hidden in the white womb. This baby was hidden. In the black womb, this baby was hidden in a white womb. And she gave birth to this black man. Call him black because his daddy was black, had no cut on him. He came from Kenya, Africa. Very intelligent man in college. But his mother took him to a foreign country. And in that country, you saw the ghetto of the ghetto. But he migrated back to Hawaii to his grandma. Now, grandmother's Caucasian. and his mother was a Caucasian. So he was a little confused until he went into Chicago, and those women was called Obama's mamas. Yeah, that black woman taught him what his mission was all about. He entered into college in Harvard, and very rare can one become over top of the law library of Harvard, a black man, speaking words that no one could understand. Who taught him that? Keep in mind, he was a gift. He didn't know he was a gift. I'm telling you, the reality says he's a gift. And it was a Caucasian that told him that he's going to speak to the nation, which he's going to speak now, and he don't need no Caucasian to tell him. Told that he was going to speak, and my God, the words that God put in his mouth just sent a thrill to the whole country. And we got a new person. So he said, this is the time to run, son. The Caucasian told him to do that. Says, you all out there hate white folks. Says, this is the time to run. And he ran. And he came against some powerful people, the Clintons. When he came against the Clintons, keep in mind, Bill Clinton was president of the United States for 8 years. And now his, who was her husband during that term, Senator Hillary Clinton, is running for the president of the United States. And most of our people, because she was a woman, felt they were going to back her. They didn't look at Obama of winning, because in their mind, there's no black man that's going to win president of the United States. But they plan and plot, and God plans, and God is the best of planners. I told everybody this was a blessing. Watch God work. He don't work when the odds is on our side, you righteous man. He only works when the odds is against us to show forth his power. Muhammad Ali said, I'll beat Joe Frazier and Sonny Liston all in one night. Yeah, he was a bad man. Well, Obama beat the Clintons in one night because he ran against both of them. Former president, Senator Hillary Clinton, the wife of the president, and he beat them. But McCain, a man that was tortured over there in the war, people loved him. Military man. And he came up against this little black man that they felt had no clue. But he made a big mistake. He went over to Alaska because in his mind, if Hillary Clinton is loved by the people because she was a female, and I'm going to go get me a female to run for vice president. And the black people going to vote for me because everybody's into the female of being president. But he made a mistake. He brought a dilly dot into the race. Even the Ku Klux Klan say, if this old man dies from cancer, we're all in trouble. Because look who's going to be president of the United States. Enron. AIG. All the powerhouse Wall Street classes. Because, you know, they pay for presidents. If you don't believe that, watch when a black man run. They will buy your radio station from up under you. So you can't even talk to your people. They don't need it. But they control it. They'll buy your network to get you off the air so you don't make a mistake and push your candidate. They're wealthy, but they had no money. And old Bernie, the Jew boy, took down all the wealthy people on Wall Street. He beat every Jew that had money and every rich man that trusted him. All this didn't happen accidental. That's Allah, God, not Jesus, God, not one of the prophets, God, shut them down. And he used text and email and blog. He did everything he can do to bring in the votes. And he won. Now, if that ain't a miracle, what more you want? And then you don't like the president. As if a black man, for the first time in a century, is going to turn the country over to you, African Americans, overnight. How could you conceive in your mind that that man could do that? Oh, he's just like the other ones. And you go more against him and talk bad about him than you did those who was there before you. Fearful to talk about the Caucasian, but you would talk about your black brother. But see, Allah knew that you were like that because this one didn't come from America. They couldn't find a black man in America with that ability. Oh, yes, Dick Gregory ran, but he didn't win. I don't care how he lost. When you look at the history, it says loss. I tell my fighters all day long, I don't care you got hit and you beat the guy up for 14 and a half rounds. You got hit with a right hand 1 second before the 15th bell. You lost. That's in the history book. You lost. Don't care how you lose it. Jesse ran, run, Jesse, run. Woke us up that sent a message to Obama with his young that he can run. But he lost. So you had no clue this one was going to win. And today, subconsciously, you're jealous of him. You want him to change your condition with a blink of the eye. Well, even white folks didn't do that for you. Hell, you still ain't got the jobs. You ever turn on TV? We got about 700 channels, and you can count us, because don't count them. You'll be there all day counting. But we won. What did we win? You go to Hollywood, you see about 50. I'll give you that many. 50 of us they talk about. But they got 5,000 actors. Every year there's a new actor in a new movie that become a superstar overnight, but you do not. Now we come president of the United States and say you get behind them, you against them. Well, he didn't do this, he didn't do that for me, he didn't do this. You ain't do anything for yourself. How you expect someone to do? Even God says if you don't take a step, he will not take two. Get up and do something for yourself. And the reason you can't do anything for yourself is because you don't really believe in God. So I use Obama as the will of God to give you understanding that if you think big and you are correct in what you are doing, God will give it to you. A miracle for Obama, who will address the nation tonight. And he's so powerful, and me embracing him and loving the will of God, that I will cut my conversation short so all y'all can prepare yourself to watch our president, the first man not winning the track or the golf or the tennis court or the first man to crack into the NBA or the NFL. No, brother, the most powerful country in the world. I remember distinctly that North Korea said the most intelligent black man in America is no more than the less citizen we have of our country. That's how they feel about us. And then a year later, he's begging a black man not to declare war on his country. Isn't that amazing? So this one come from Africa, because that was an African seed. He didn't live in America. He just visited here. and he dropped the seed into a Caucasian womb, and we call him black because he did come from a black man. But America didn't raise one. No. He didn't come up under no American, African American. So what is that saying to you? That as much as we look at him as being a black man, he's a human being. Fool. That's what he is, a human being. Why he's able to do what he has done. And he brings us some dignity because you sisters are in that White House. And the reason why those children are being raised properly because grandma is right there in that White House. Ain't nobody taking care of her babies. And she's an intelligent woman. Come from the greatest, one of the greatest law firms, Sydney and Austin. Go check it out. Probably 10 of them in the country, and they're one of them. All of this, you need to look at the history, and you will see the will of God. But you say you read, but you don't read. You can tell me about the person that can read your palm and tell you the future. You can tell me about a number that you're sitting around waiting for that you might hit. Anything that's impossible going the wrong way, you will do. But you cannot grasp in your mind the will of God. And that's because you don't know him. And all I want to do is introduce him to you. And so let's see if we can see God as we're supposed to see him. If you come to the conclusion that man didn't create you. If you come to the conclusion that man didn't give you the air that you breathe. If you come to the conclusion that your sight of seeing didn't come from man. Your hearing didn't come from man. Your touch, your feel didn't come from man. The water you drink, man didn't create it. How is it that you don't see God? Why are you sitting on the rug waiting for Brother Imam Murad Muhammad to guide you into the hereafter? We don't have that ability. All we could do is give you God's words. But if you don't read it yourself, you would think I'm bigger than you. No, brothers and sisters, he is not better than you. He bleeds just like you. Go home with him. He cuts just as much hell as you do. How is it that you see him over top of you? And he can do whatever he so pleased. Yes, that one individual holds back the whole community because the whole community is stuck on stupid. And you sit there with all this knowledge and listen to someone can't help you to do anything. Well, he don't have to read for me. I'm no child. Read yourself. Pick up that book and read the Holy Quran. And read it for yourself. Talk to God yourself. Anything you want in life you will get that is good. You can't wait on the preacher. He got limousines and Bentleys and you got nothing. And you give him your money to make him rich. And then he get caught with this woman. He gives AIDS to that woman. Then 20 women in the congregation is all upset because they may have AIDS. And then you want God to help you in your ignorance. Well, I have been questioned by my own brothers, and my own brothers tells me that and God is not going to help the Christians and the Jews, and Allah is not going to help anyone that doesn't say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And I said, I don't read that, brother. See, you can't just say anything to me. But I know Allah has created this world like the size of the garden. For us to engage with our heart and with our intelligence. And if we engage with our heart and our intelligence, it's like the sky. The whole sky is yours. He opens your mind up like a sky. He opens your mind up like the earth. He opens up your mind to the universe. Not no professor, not no school teacher, not no rabbi, not no reverend, and yes, not no imam could open your mind to the universe but Allah. And if you don't believe that, you will never have anything. That's why you can't get along with your husband. Because you are judging your husband based and predicated on this world. This is a temporary world. You will never see that look again in the mirror. Why would Allah give you that back? He's going to give you something better. That's why we fear to die. We don't want to lose this world that's passing us by. The hereafter is greater. You won't have no illness. You will be gorgeous and beautiful. Satan can't come into the hereafter. He can't even come into paradise while you live. This ain't just for us who say we Muslims. This is for all humanity. Who is you to take this and say it's just for us? And when we got mothers and fathers out there that's moving in their own Muslim nature to survive, but they ain't hear this because nobody talks like this. Well, I just opened my mouth and I got Christians questioning me and calling me and asking me questions, very intelligent questions. And I know they're Christians because I can hear scripture in them. But they never reach Muhammad the prophet. That's what's missing. Because someone told them that Muhammad the prophet is like Jesus to us. Well, my Christians out there who's listening to me, that mistake will never happen. That someone crucified Jesus and made him your God, your Lord. Because we say, we bear witness that there is only but one God, 1,500,000,000 Muslims. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. So you will not make that mistake. Muhammad is a messenger. You know what a messenger is? A messenger is if I give you $1 billion to take it to your mother, you can't take credit for the billion. You're just a messenger. How could you take credit for that which I worked hard for? God created the heavens and the earth and everything in between it, and he sends a messenger to you to tell you what God says. Why? Because he looks like you. Then he tells Muhammad, oh, Muhammad, tell them that you are a mortal human being just like them. So you don't get confused. Isn't your Lord most merciful? He know you got tricked. But they got to keep you away from Muhammad. They don't want you to see the perfect Muhammad, perfect example as a human being. Well, then it will be less crime in the world. You see what they're doing now, drawing cartoons of Muhammad. You think I get upset with that? Some pea-brained, immature, ignorant person going to knock Muhammad. They don't even know Muhammad. But you don't see the shrine is knocking him. You don't see the Pope knocking him. You don't see the men of the book knocking him. Did you ever thought about that? If some guy that gets paid $100,000 or $1 million a year will knock him. And so we got these radical people that gets upset. But see, my mother said, sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you. So how they hurting us that they talk about Muhammad the prophet? When there's 1,500,000,000, 8 million in their nature is Muslim just like him. Because we want to see Muhammad as somebody that walks on water. No, I see me in him. And because he's the example to the human beings, then we're going to mark him, be like him. We'll never be him, and we'll never be great because ain't no more coming. This is the last perfect example as a human being. But he makes mistakes, just like you do. But he speaks the word of God. He can't take credit for that. He's a messenger. He can't take credit of the Quran. He's a messenger. He's a prophet to us, but he's a slave messenger of God. Meaning, you can't come to God with that big head. But he moved Muhammad for 40 years, a lifetime. A lifetime on the planet. Without any knowledge. He established him on the earth. And a man with no education, did he write the Quran? No, he gave the words to the scholars who wrote the Quran. He didn't take a pen out and written it himself. He gave the words to those who can write. I do that right now today. All my assistants, I don't call them secretaries, they assist me. And I give them my words. And because it's the English language, they critique it. And they read it back to me. If it don't sound good to my nature, I say, take that out. Insert this in. Because I don't hear me who speaks like God asked me to speak. But I don't need no interpretation, a person to critique God's words. Because it's right here, I can read it for myself. And I speak God's word. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka nabudu iyaka astayin. Adina sirata mustaqim. When you speak like that, you don't need nobody to critique God's words. But I might slip when I use the English language. That's man's word. It ain't perfect, but God's word is perfect. So Jesus tried to tell you that. I'll be there with you in the word, not in the flesh. So you can't go to Jesus and say, oh, Jesus. You will never hear 1,500,000,000 Muslims say, oh, Muhammad, when something goes wrong. When they indeed, they'll say, oh, Muhammad. They beg God. Yes, they beg God directly. We have a prayer called Juma prayer. You get barakats, meaning you get blessings, because a whole lot of us is bowing behind one person leading us in prayer. But is he leading us in his words, or is he reciting the Quran? He can't lead us in his words, but he can lead us in reciting the Quran, and we will bow our head in three different positions. Not for him. We ain't bending our back for him. Who is he? He ain't got to get up from there. And if he have a heart attack, we'll help him, but he got to get out the way. That prayer. Don't you understand what God is saying? The Muslims don't understand that Allah wants us as a community. But you think because brother so-and-so across the street ain't united with us, or sister so-and-so and then united with us on the other side of the street, we don't have unity. Well, let me ask you a question. Don't 1,500,000,000 people turn towards that sacred mosque? You could be in the Philippines, you got to turn towards the sacred mosque. You could be in Africa, you got to turn towards the sacred mosque. How about Pakistan? How about India? How about Japan, Korea, Germany, Russia? Everyone turns towards the sacred mosque. Is that not a community? We think so small, we don't understand the unity of the universe of Allah. And yet we can see that, and we can talk about that, but we won't do it in our everyday life. I realize why we are not together. Because Satan got us listening to a man that says he knows more than we know, and he only reciting what God says, and when he recites what he says, he mess up. And he has no progress. Because he gets off what God says, and therefore he's on his own. And when you're on your own, you become limited. You don't evolve. You stand still. Now I ask you, my beautiful sisters out there, and I'm talking to you Christians when I say my sisters, you think you can make it in this world by yourself? You was not created to make it in the world by yourself. You was created to take on your other half. If you don't have a man, something wrong. You will never, ever reach your potential. You have to get married and marry the other half. You become complete. In your religion, you are half your religion. But you're complete as a human being to all to find your Lord. Now, two pair of eyes is better than one. And you got two traveling the righteous path. Oh, you're going to stumble because you're human. How do you give up on the man you love? I watched Whitney for the first time, her and Bobby. If they had someone talking to them like this, it was Satan that broke them up. But my God, they loved each other. And he used to beg her, "You love me, you love me." She wanted to close the door. She didn't want to see him because she know once she saw him, she loved him. And he loved her. But this world, Satan don't like that kind of love. That's too much power. So he breaks it up, whether he said you drugs, he said you women. And Bobby was messing around. He was saying all the time, "I don't want to do this." But his boy said, "What are you talking about, Bobby? What, you wearing a skirt now? You ain't Bobby Brown? This is right in front of you." And as soon as the power came in and broke up that love and separated, she died. She died for what? She had no more incentive to not cut out what she was doing. But Bobby was trying to help her. because he cut it out. And then I saw him after the show. He spoke very well of his wife. And he felt sorry that the mother didn't believe he loved Whitney. And you know what I like about Bobby? All that money she left behind, he didn't care. That alone showed me he loved her, not her money. And he was all man that he felt he can do it himself. Now, he's moving without the knowledge of God. So who's moving him? And you see this going on all the time. And you lay in that bed by yourself, you with your intelligence mind. And you don't want a man there because something in your makeup believes that you can control him. Or he should do what you tell him to do. You don't want him to be a man. You want him to submit to you, not to God. Well, I don't know nobody as strong as my mother. My mother was strong. But she catered to me. Came to the conclusion I earned it because I loved her. She knew I loved her. My mother could have smacked me in my face and I would drop my head. Whatever she needed in reason, I would give her. And I love her right now, talking about her now. But I earned my respect for my mother because I was a son. I'm a husband to my wife. Give her anything. If I can lasso the sun, I'll give it to her. If I can lasso the moon, I would give it to her. But you can't break me down. And I can't be a slave to no one but God. I don't want you to be a slave to me because then you put me above God. But I would teach you and I would instill in you. Not while you're 20, 30. If you ain't got it by the time you get 40, it's hard to talk to you. But the difference is, how many times do you get up before the sunrise and understand that God has awakened you? Because when you go to sleep, you're dead. Your husband don't awaken you. Your father don't awaken you. And surely there's no man out there can awaken you. God awakens you. So he resurrects the dead. What part you didn't understand? Oh, I know you got to be inside your prayer to beg God. No, you can be in the automobile driving before you pull that car off. You ever think about saying a few words to your Lord? And you don't have to speak out because people could be around. They'll think you're out your damn mind. You don't think he hears your thoughts? If you just would talk to him, you can now see who's playing tricks on you and who's conning you. But God chose the female out there. There's drugs. There is men going with men, women going with women. Buds, there's murder, there's killing. Everything is going on out there, but when you close your door, you don't have no problem. Oh, yes, you do. He didn't take the garbage out. He didn't move the plate off the table. Well, what's wrong? Hey, he think he's a king. Why? Because he didn't move the plate. But he go out there every day and deal with Satan. But he don't get hung up. But he's no good because he didn't make the bed. Wow, I got sensitivity in me so I can feel the woman. I can tell you right now that my husband was doing all of that and Allah had brought me in this world as a woman, I would be so proud of him. I'd take his play off the table. Look at what I have. He don't beat me. He don't curse me. He don't do drugs. I don't have to worry about no disease. I got a blessing. But most women tell that blessing, get out. Because why? they are hung up with society, that someone told them that if your girlfriend was sick but needs a man to talk to him, you ain't letting your husband talk to her because he may like her, not thinking or give a damn about her health. That's how selfish we are. And you don't think God sees that? That you don't understand what time it is? There's women out there can't find no men. That's what they say. Because why? They're all married. The good men are married. And so therefore they're left out there. But you definitely ain't going to be Sarah. Oh, no. You don't want no prophet coming through no other woman's womb. And you don't want a prophet coming through your womb. He ain't having sex with that woman. That's all it's about. Sex, 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 sex. Everything is sex, 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 sex. We don't even have love for our neighbor, our friend, our cousins. We angry with everybody. Well, I'm telling you firsthand, by my success, and I offer you to go talk to my wife and say, I hear him talk. Do he really pray like that? Well, I've been knowing him for decades, and he don't miss prayer. Well, he has to miss prayer. You're laying in the bed, you just made love. It's time for prayer. He's up. Well, how he's up? He can't make prayer. He didn't wash up. Oh, he take a shower. He cleans up before he go to his Lord. You kidding? You get in the bed 2 o'clock in the morning, and you mean to tell me you finished making love at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he up at 4:30 making prayer? Come on. Oh, once in a while he do. No, all the time. He's studying. He's reading. Well, do he help people? Do he help people? He gives his money away. I have to tell him, what are you doing? Just give people your money. You're just always doing something for nothing. Why you don't charge? Now, I don't fault the wives for doing that because they can't see what you see. We see that on the day of judgment, that gets me in the hereafter. I don't care how long I live. I want to make it to the hereafter. In that world, you evolve. And the way it's described is unbelievable. So don't fault me that I see this as temporary. We take on other gods. We put our love in jewelry. That's a god. Put your love in sex. That's a god. You put your love in automobiles. That's a god. God says, oh, no, there's only but one God. Now, I'm not saying to those cowards that want to live like a peasant, then you ain't evolving. That's not what God wants you to be, living like a peasant, and you're not supposed to have that large house and that beautiful automobiles. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you ain't supposed to have 20 automobiles on your lot. And at least one of your cousins don't have one. How about your neighbor that don't even have a car? Now, that is not what God wants for the man. He raises up to do what? To give back. So you have to see God for himself. He's close to you in your jugular vein. My sisters, trust me. Start talking to your Lord. Whether you're Christian or Muslim, talk to your Lord. There's no man greater than your Lord, including your daddy. Allah is bigger than everything you can imagine. And if you cry while you talk to him, it's okay. Cry in begging him for that which is good. But don't ask him to make you wealthy so you can say, look at me. Ask him to make you successful so you can give back. Ask Allah to make you successful in your endeavors. And then you will stop depending on that preacher. And if he's stuck on stupid, just go to another church. This earth is spacious. You don't have to be in that one masjid. Go to another one. This earth is spacious. We turn towards the sacred mosque. Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the peace and blessings be upon the Prophet. And the reason we say that, Christians, is because we want you to know, we thank Allah for a mercy, a human being that he has given us. We thank Allah. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was not a prophet. Malcolm was not a prophet. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as well as Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, those was not prophets. Dr. King wasn't a prophet. But they was men that Allah saw fit to raise them to do things no one else can do. Is what? Give you the word of God. And that's everyday life. And some of them died, assassinated, by trying to do that. And some of them died a natural death. And they worked day and night for us. So they're going to be tempted. In the movie, you all need to go see Dr. King and see the other side of the pressure. Keep in mind, Satan wanted to kill him. The President Johnson said, you can't do that. He said, well, we'll get him another way. How would you get him? We'll move through his wife. And they start sending tapes and different sounds of having sex. But that was a strong woman. Because that'll break anybody. See, I look at things like that. You all don't go to the movies. My wife would tell you, I love going to the movies. She said, Martin, I'm no fool. I'm an intelligent woman. So don't you lie to me. So I'm going to ask you two questions. Do you love me, Martin? He responds, Coretta, I love you, Coretta. He said, do you love those women? Now, that was the hook, because if he had said, what women, then he was a liar. He said, no. I don't love them. She was okay. Hurt, but she was okay because he was bigger than that. He couldn't come home sometimes for months. But she stayed the course. And she died the life of King. Same way with Shabazz. Malcolm's wife died the wife of Malcolm X Shabazz. But see how they take us and ridicule our background? Why don't y'all go study on President Kennedy? What he did in that White House was a disgrace, but they will never tell you. Why? Because that's them. They don't want their children to know that. But they'll find something on a black man. And then bring it up. Yesterday was the past. Today is the present that's passing you by. Tomorrow is the future. You can't be all over the place. You have to be consistent on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, meaning the straight path of God. You can't be all over the place. You got to keep your eyes on the straight path to God. Anything outside of that, you don't want. I'm not saying be too much to the right. Everything got to be holy. Everything ain't holy. But I'm saying to you Christians, look what Muhammad the Prophet says to his followers. Go out there and teach them this religion, for they may understand it better than you. What is that saying? That's saying, Christian, if you learn this, you can learn more than me if God gives it to you. Because you come from believing. All it did is bring you to another level of understanding why you believe in what you believe. I'm not saying something is wrong with the Bible, as most of the Muslims will say. I'm saying the interpretation of the words of the Bible, you got it wrong, man. They telling the truth. They just can't figure it out. And my Muslim sisters and brothers, as well as my Christian Muslim sisters and brothers by nature, everything you read in Scripture is just a picture. It's just a picture. Go ask my wife to draw you a picture. She'll tell you about the greatest promoter of all times. And the man that does this, and the man does that, and the man do this, and the man do that. Well, that's a picture. But in order for you to know me, you have to see my heart. And if you never met me, you will not know me. I was so proud that one of my assistants said, when I heard you speak, I said, my God, I didn't know he knew Scripture. Oh, she heard me speak in front of 300-400 press of the world. She's seen me speak in London and various different parts of the world. They allow me to speak. But that was about boxing. And I speak well because I sell a lot of tickets. I can sell out the Garden. I can sell a Casico Fieldhouse. I can sell out the MGM Grand. I can sell out the Staples Center. I can sell out in Houston, the Altidore, 80,000 seats. I didn't take 80, I took 30,000. I can sell out the Meadowlands. But they never heard me speak about the Word of God. She said, I was in awe. And then come back and hear you with no notes in front of you, with no postcard. Nothing. It just comes natural. Well, it didn't come like that because I opened up my mouth and said, oh, Lord, just give me the words. No, you got to study the words in order to give it. If you don't study it, you can't get it. So stop reading the pictures like you in kindergarten. Everything in Scripture is about you. You, individual. Moses is you. Lot is you. Noah is you. Jesus is you. Abraham is you. And Muhammad is you. If you don't see that, you will never get the connection. You have to understand those was men that was given a gift from God, and they had nothing of this world. They didn't have their money nor their education. Because God don't need nothing man created. Did you ever thought about that? Pharaoh didn't get raised to be your prophet. Go get all the kings, all the rich men. They didn't get this knowledge. This knowledge was given them through their nature. And Allah raised them up to be able to bring you the word of God. But this is the only prophet that God revealed to him that was in his nature. He didn't tell the other prophets that. He didn't have to. They was operating on their nature. Had no clue why. That's why they kept saying one is coming. But this one was giving the word to write the word of God in a book called the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran, brothers and sisters, is not, we have to be able to come to our nature and establish who you are. You got to stand up in your soul. Yes, you got to stand tall in your soul. You can't fall down. If you fall down in your soul, then you need help. And the only thing that can help you is the Holy Quran. The life of Muhammad, the mortal excellence of a human being, is the only thing that can bring you back to your creation. And what is that creation? Adam. Adam is your nature. Muhammad the prophet operated 40 years, a lifetime, in society without man and man's words. That's how he operated. Then he came into the knowledge of God, and God showed him how to teach you, not me who say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. He showed you how to the whole entire world, every human being is Muhammad. And that's the myth. And that is the lie that most of the diabolical mind want to tell you he's different. Oh, you can't be a Muslim. Yeah, he never told you a Muslim in your nature. Oh, you can't know who God is, but God is closer to you and in your jugular vein. Oh, you need religion. Yeah, religion is a way of life. It governs you. And that's a religion. But what religion did Adam have? What religion did Noah have? What religion did Lot have? What religion did Moses have? What religion did Jesus have? You don't see no title up there. There is no title. And my Muslim brother said, well, they was Muslim. That word didn't even exist. Didn't even exist. The first time man heard the word Muslim was in the Holy Quran. The first time man heard Islam, it was in the Holy Quran. You didn't know those words, Muhammad. You had no clue of Iqra, read. It wasn't in any book. None of the prophets brought a book. Man wrote that with Allah's permission. And man wrote the other book with Allah's permission. But God wrote the Holy Quran. He didn't need no give nobody permission. Tell him, Muhammad, what I said. And Muhammad began to read. Read what? The nature of the human being. Everything in creation is given to you. And yet you're leaving it behind because you're wrapped up in this world. You don't want to love your neighbor. You don't want to love your sister. You don't want to love your brother. And my God, you don't even love your husband. Oh, you say you love him. How is it that your son at the age of 4 years old can turn his head and tell his mother, I don't want you to help me with my coat? Instead of you saying, whoa, my son is growing. He's coming into his own personality. You think your son have done something wrong, so you spank him. Out of ignorance. Don't you know if you allow him to put his own coat on, he can do it for himself now? So a man comes home and he expects his wife to cook for him. Well, hell, his mother been cooking for him ever since he was a baby. Let me share this with you and I'm going to close. The female was given a doll when she was young. And she clothed that doll, combed his hair, talked to it. So she had a responsibility. Then when she grew up to a certain age, 9, 10, 11, she took on a minstrel. So now she had to clean herself. She took on a responsibility. Then I'm going to give her her dignity. She gets married. And she has children. She take on a responsibility. So all her life, she took on a responsibility. She was taught how to cook, how to clean, a responsibility. Well, let's look at the man. The man, when he was young like that, he had his G.I. Joe trucks. He had his army and Indian toys. He had toys that he broke up, messed up, bend up. And then when he get another certain age, 9, 10, 11, he's playing baseball. He's playing football, golf. He want to box. He never had no responsibility. And 90% of us wasn't taught how to even treat a female. So we take on a female, and she say the wrong thing, we want to hit her. Because when we grew up, when a guy said the wrong thing to you, you punch him in his mouth. So you literally punch your wife. And you beat her up because no one taught you you don't hit a woman. You don't clean. You don't know how to clean. You don't do anything. Because why? Now, she leaves you. You go get you another wife. You find out why you lost the first one, so you're a little better on the second one. Then you go get another wife. And you find what you did pretty good on the second one, and you're better with the third one. By the time you get to the fifth wife, you got it. Why? Because nobody trained you. Nobody taught you. You have to experience it. So you can go get knowledge and then go work with that knowledge. And you have to pay. They make you pay for those degrees. Or you can experience it. Now, the one who experiences it is a little more rough because you're going to fall, have to get up, fall, get up, fall, get up until you get it all together. 10th year in business, you pretty much got it. But if you went to school and learned, you would have it. Well, that's the way you are when you talk about God. You got all this education, but you never was taught who God is. And because you was not taught who God is, you mess up. Big time. You get hung up with a woman. You get hung up with a man. You get hung up with drugs. You get hung up on stupidity. You get hung up on everything that doesn't even merit as a decent, upright human being. Now, can you see it? Just look around you. Everybody is not going to be financially successful. God didn't make the world like that. He only let a few come up to this height. But you got to give it back. You got to give it back, brothers and sisters. And if you don't give it back, then those up there will be charged with it. That's why that ignorant believer, he don't want no money because he's afraid. He's like a coward. He don't want to be successful, so he stands still. He don't want nothing out of life. How could you say you know Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you don't grow in the world, that you hung up on your religion and think everybody else's religion was not the will of God? You were hung up on the idea that you say you're a Muslim and you send all the Muslims by nature to hell. No, something's wrong with you. And that's why the community can't grow. So I found out if you teach this individual how to search for God without listening to you, man, who think he knows everything and don't know nothing, then the community will grow because the individual will have the same knowledge or more than you have. And now you can build a community because you're free. Free in your mind. That's why I tell my wife. Ever since she was a young girl, you want something, go get it. Oh, she was so beautiful. She used to say, you come with me. No, you can do it without me. They bleed like you bleed. You go in there with God's name, and you do what you know how to do, and you will always be successful. Might die, might not wake up. So you give it back to your wife, and you make her strong. But then Satan comes in and separates y'all. And you don't know why. They ain't there no more. They gone. Well, if they went on to success, you would say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. All praises given to God, the Lord of all the worlds. But they don't become successful and just saddened that Satan done stopped our development growth. Because they got to be a leader. The man was put in charge, sisters. Don't go against God. He didn't do that to make you less than who you are. That's the one go out there and fight the tigers and the lions and the bears. And he can't come home until he can feed his family. That's a man. So help each other. Guide each other. Walk with each other. And they don't have to look like you. Do it for the sake of Allah. Hopefully I is only asking you all to study God for yourself. My Christian brothers and sisters, you don't want to pick up the Quran. I'm not making you snuffing and compulsory in religion. Pick up your own book. But read it different now. Look at it. And if you're curious, you'll pick up the Quran. Because I want to know the people that's around me. I want to know about that man that's talking to me on my radio. What makes him who he is that you can't detect who I am? Oh, that is so beautiful. I love you for it. You don't know. I can be off this air. All Alfred had to say, that's it. This ain't my radio show. I'm a guest. For the 19th time, I've been a guest. As long as he give it to me, I'm going to take it. Because my wife would tell you, I take charge. I dominate. Not because of I'm a handsome guy. I wear nice clothing. I gross $1 billion in my career. I made them impossible deals. No, I got something to give you. I don't want to take it to my grave. What is that? Obedience to God. That's my success. I get a call. My wife said, can you take care of something? Inshallah, got it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And I take care. But you got to believe you can take care. If you don't believe it, you ain't winning. Because Satan knows you're weak. He'll take you down. Dan, he's an intelligent creature that serves God. Greater than you and I, because he was here before you and I. He ain't no enemy to God. Don't let no preacher tell you that. One thing about the imams, they will never tell you that. One thing about the Jews, they will not tell you that. He controls nothing. But he don't like you and I. He going to prove that you are weak. Hopefully that I've given you standing that you have to read it for yourself and don't let nobody read it for you, including your husband. It's good to read together. But we have a prayer called the Sunnah prayer. Meaning each one of us, including our wives, does a sunnah prayer. Any young man over the age of 10 years old, do a sunnah. Sunnah, your own responsibility, God is saying. You don't need your husband to lead you in sunnah. You lead yourself. That's another sign of God saying, see, you can talk to me without your husband, without the imam. Well, I'm telling you, Christians, you should do a sunnah. You should pray without your preacher. You don't need your preacher to read. You went to school. You know how to read. Read it yourself. But you come to church as a congregation, you let one man talk. Everybody can't talk. We come to the masjid because we are taught to lead prayer with one person leading prayer. But he ain't better than us. If you think that he's better, then you didn't meet God. You don't know God. There's no man over top of another man. If I had time, I would teach you about the bee. In the Bible, it says the milk and the honey. And we know where the milk comes from, the breast of the female. But where did that honey come from? And that's another long story, what all that means. And that's in your Bible. But God explains it if you can comprehend it and understand that. We can be one community, we can be powerful. And we can shut down all this ignorance collectively as a family. We can teach our own children. Our school teachers need to be paid. As a community, we can pay them well. Not as individuals. But the individual got to come into that knowledge, and then we unite and we build our community the way Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, would want us to build it. And to understand his prophets, we don't differ from one than from another. Jesus ain't better than Muhammad. Muhammad ain't better than Jesus. And Muhammad and Jesus ain't better than Abraham. And Abraham and all of us is the same. We got all the same nature. But a different way of talking to you. And God had to send those very different people to certain areas to show forth his power. But the Quran, it's for you, Christian. It's for you, Jews. Be whatever you want to be, but read the word of God in the Holy Quran and watch your mind will open up. And don't let nobody say, well, they making you become Muslim. You're already Muslim in your nature by birth. Well, they're making us come to Islam. Now, ain't what God says. It says, come, you believers, to be a Muslim. It didn't say come to Islam. It said come and be a believer. Because if you believe in the Quran, you'll believe in Muhammad the prophet, prayers of peace upon him. Now then, if you wanted to accept Islam, then that's up to you. But you won't know that you're a Muslim until you come to be a Muslim. I wish I could teach in the Christian church. I won't insult nobody. But I'll give them logic. Plant the seed and Allah will cultivate it. If I said anything to harm anybody, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. If I split any words or mispronounce anything in scripture, I'm human. I'm not perfect. I'm human. But if I give you that determination, that motivation, that desire to want to read it for yourself, scripture, as God talking to you, and understand that Job and Lot and all of the prophets of God is you. Just take that picture out of your mind and put you there and incorporate it in your nature of who you are. And you will see God. Give that credit to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify is his name. And I pray you all turn on our beautiful President of the United States. I ask Allah, O Allah, bless our Muslim president. Muslim, why? In his nature. To be an upright human being for who? For all humanity. Because all the world is looking at him. He has the whole world on his shoulder. Oh, do he makes me proud. Because he is the will of God. In spite of everything they have done for over 400 years and over a century of being in power, look what we can do if we come in there with the will of God, with a family. Our community is a family. And you sisters that don't have a husband, ask Allah to show you who he is. Now you'll know it is in your heart. Don't fight your heart. Go get that man. And let him guide you. Because you will know a man when you see it. Hell, you caught enough hell, you can identify him. Go get him. And don't be selfish with him. Share him with the world. So you can go down like Sarah. And you can go down like Haji. And you can go down like King. Coretta King. Betty Shabazz. So you can go down in the world as substance. Because why? My husband was not a burden to the world. He was an asset. As-salamu alaykum. May peace be unto all of you. Thank you for listening.